Dreams. Dreams, most of us have them. Sometimes they are pleasant, sometimes scary, and many times we forget we had them. There are some who believe our dreams are there to tell us something important. There are others who think they mean nothing or are perhaps caused by a bad piece of meat or going to bed too soon after eating. They are also seen by some to be a way for that beloved relative who died to contact us. Dreams seem very mysterious to many of us. There are plenty of stories of loved ones coming to people in their dreams, and some people believe this is a real way for them to contact us. Others think this dream was caused by a longing to be with our deceased. I think this is part of the reason we have these dreams, but may not be the entire reason for them. Some rationalize, if dreams aren't real, how come they can affect our emotions and sometime relay through information? It is true, we can wake from a dream with certain feelings we didn't have before we went to sleep. What if, as some think, dreams are not just our brains playing tricks on us based on some unknown reason or something we may have seen in a movie even years ago? Could a dream actually be a doorway into another dimension? Why is it some dreams feel very real and when we wake, we feel we were actually in some other place? When some people have seen deceased relatives in their dreams and wake up, why do they feel they were actually with them? Are our brains playing with us, or is there some other reason? Life is very mysterious, and many people have talked about vortexes to other dimensions existing in different places all over the world. Could it be it is possible to travel through a vortex when we sleep and dream? I am not talking about our bodies physically moving, but our consciousness moving through. There are legends of some very strange things happening during sleep. In ancient times, some Mesopotamians recorded their dreams on clay tablets. Why would they want to do this? Clay tablets must have been costly at the time. We are talking about over 7,000 years ago. For all we know, some of those pictures on cave walls from even earlier times could be related to dreams. It seems this is never mentioned, or at least I have never heard of this. It would account for some of the strange characters the ancients drew. One of the theories which has to do with death is people's soul goes to another dimension. Could it be when we have these deep dreams about our deceased loved ones which feel so real, feel that way because they are real? I know this sounds incredible, but there are a lot of people who feel this way. This would mean we had the ability to move through dimensions all along and didn't realize it. It would also mean other unknown dimensions exist. This might even have something to do with powers we are yet to consciously harness. We do not understand everything about the human brain, even though we are learning more every day. Could we have secret powers? Wouldn't that be something? Let me give you a few examples of things we learn the brain could do which we never realized. We have just found out the human brain can detect magnetic fields. The sense is not as strong as in animals, and while our consciousness may not detect this fact, it does show up on equipment testing our brains. When all magnetic waves from the outside were locked out and a magnetic field was created and was changing orientation, a reaction in a human brain could be detected. One of the things many of us can do is set our brains like a clock to wake us up at a certain time. This is very mysterious indeed. Another ability which has been shown to exist in at least some of us is to be able to detect what is happening around us even though we are looking straight ahead. Have you ever had the feeling someone was walking behind you and turned around and saw someone? This is what I am talking about. What about the brain healing your body when you have taken a placebo? All we have to do is figure out how to do this without the placebo, and we will have accomplished what amounts to a miracle. Knowing these things are possible, could it be our brains have other powers we are not aware of, such as opening those vortexes we talked about? And if we can do this while asleep, could we figure out how to do this when awake? If we study some of the Buddhist monks, there is a claim of out-of-body travel. Have they truly achieved out-of-body travel and perhaps interdimensional passage? Could our brains be far more powerful than we realize, so powerful in fact, if we could control them to the ultimate state, we could even travel through time? I think many of us know the stories of extraterrestrial abductions where it was claimed aliens paralyzed people just by a glance. If these stories are true, do we also have that power and not realize it? Lately, we have realized intelligence may not depend so much on the size of the brain but how it is wired. Take the raven for example. It is one of the smartest creatures and even knows how to create simple tools and use them, yet its brain is not the biggest and it certainly doesn't have hands. One of the greatest geniuses in history was Einstein. He was very smart with an IQ of 160, but this is certainly not the highest IQ. It is believed his brain was wired differently, giving him incredible insight into some of the greatest mysteries of the universe. Here is something many do not know about Einstein. His idea of the theory of relativity came to him in a dream. Was his dream from an outside source? There is a theory our dreams are being used by aliens to relay important information to certain people who would know what to do with it in using this information to advance the human race. This has been claimed many times. Sometimes our dreams are very useful. You could ask authors about that because many of them have gotten ideas for books from their dreams,